listening to Blick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff, brought to you by the National Science Teachers Association. Today's episode, Leaping into Science.
You will become the greatest dancer, and I will become the greatest inventor
ever!
I've got a job with the man who is building that.
Ooh la la.
The late 19th century was a busy time in science and engineering in Europe. Physicists were nailing down an understanding of electricity and magnetism, the origin of species was transforming biology, and railroads were making transportation of people and materials easier than ever. In Paris, in the 1880s, Gustave Eiffel created two monuments that remain icons to this day, the Statue of Liberty and the Eiffel Tower. These two works provide a backdrop for action in the animated film Leap, starring Ellie Fanning and featuring Mel Brooks. The story focuses on a young orphan, Felicie, who dreams of dancing while she cleans the rural orphanage that is her home in Brittany. Felicie's best friend, Victor, is a tinkerer and inventor. Together, they escape from the orphanage using an early prototype flying machine and make their way to Paris, Felicie to find the ballet school and Victor to become an engineer. Felicie stumbles upon a former ballerina, Odette, and convinces her to be her mentor and, through some trickery, manages to get a weeks-long tryout for the role of Clara in The Nutcracker. Meanwhile, Victor finds a way to get an apprenticeship in Gustav Eiffel's workshop, where he, Victor, completes menial tasks with another young apprentice. Through hours of hard work in and out of the dance studio, Felicie becomes a skilled ballerina, but it is her passion for dance that wins the day in the final round of the audition. While Victor never seems to have any direct interaction with Eiffel, he is able to build a successful flying machine, which he uses to save Felicie in the end. I'm a bit frustrated by the stereotypical gender roles in the movie. The girl dreams of dancing ballet and the boy of building machines. Perhaps this film should be followed by watching Billy Elliot and the Ghostbusters reboot from 2016 to provide alternative role models for students. Although Leap is not up to the standard of some other animated films I've reviewed, there are opportunities for teachers to connect to the physics of dance, some chemistry, and engineering design. At the start of the film, Felicie has a passion and energy in her dancing, but little control. She can jump and turn and slide, but tends to land heavily and is inconsistent in her routines. Odette sets her a challenge, but provides almost no guidance. Jump up and ring a bell hanging from a tree, then land in the puddle below without making a splash. Felicie can easily leap high enough to touch the bell, but her landing causes big splashes. After many unsuccessful attempts, she realizes that landing on her toes and slowly putting her heel down will prevent the splash. This method slows down the interaction between her foot and the ground and spreads the force out over time. This demonstrates the relationship between impulse and changes in momentum. By increasing the time, she decreases the force on her foot. There's mathematical equations in the online and print version of this review which will help make this clear. The Statue of Liberty was built in France and provided to the United States as a gift. The torch and right hand were completed in 1876 and used to help drum up support for the whole project. The full statue was completed in Paris in 1884 and shipped to the United States in 1885. Why should we care about dates? The outer skin of Lady Liberty is copper, and you might think that when we see the statue in the movie, it should be reddish-brown of a copper penny. That would be true if the copper skin was new, but the arm and head were completed years before the rest of the statue. Long exposure to air causes copper to oxidize, and the particular compound that forms a patina on copper is copper 2 carbonate hydroxide, commonly called copper carbonate. The blue-green color of the Statue of Liberty is the layer of copper carbonate hydroxide that covers the whole surface. The patina helps prevent further weathering, as it is insoluble in water and resistant to acids. Further side note on dates, in the film we also see the Eiffel Tower under construction, but the tower and Statue of Liberty were not under construction in Paris at the same time. Lady Liberty had moved on to New York in 1885, and construction on the Eiffel Tower did not begin until 1887. The approximate state of completion we see in the movie corresponds to about 1888. I guess Eiffel only had so many hours in the day to work on major monuments and couldn't do both at once, in spite of what we see in Leap. Early plans for the Statue of Liberty called for a stone core to hold up the metal outer shell. Eiffel recognized how massive that stone tower would be, and that the foundation to hold that up would be a real problem. He revised the plans and made Lady Liberty an early curtain wall construction. That is, the outer shell of the statue is hung on a metal framework. It doesn't carry the load of the statue above. This is in contrast to earlier methods used in cathedrals and castles where the walls hold up the whole building. Steel, lattice, curtain wall construction is now how virtually all high-rise buildings are designed even today. Teachers who want to engage younger students in a discussion of engineering, chemistry, or physics could use scenes from Leap to get kids excited and engaged.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.